True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning, first day of May. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right, our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, Boyd's One Stop. And getting to weather. Man, y'all had enough wind yet? I have. All right, it's 77 down on the island this morning. Feels like 79 with all this humidity. Cloudy early today with peaks of sunshine later in the day, expected later. But high of 81, south winds 15 to 25, nothing new there. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. That will become overcast again overnight, 76 for a low, and south-southeast winds 10 to 20. Tomorrow, pretty much the same, cloudy in the morning, isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon, high of 81, south-southeast 15 to 25. Rain chance picks up about 30% tomorrow, so that's not too awfully shabby. But anyway, looking at tides today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We had a low occur at 1:07 a.m. It was a negative 0.5, and we have a high coming up at 10:11 a.m., a 1.9, so that's almost a 2.5-foot tide swing. Sunrise this morning, 6:37 a.m., sunset, 7:56 p.m. Our moon phase is 12%, headed towards our next full moon. Currently, looks like offshore we have a south-southeast wind at 18 to 20. Barometric pressure sitting there steady at 29.86 inches. Water temp 78, air temperature 77. Galveston Channel at 77 with 81-degree water. South wind at 9 to 16. Eagle Point, it's 78 degrees with 78-degree water. South wind is 13 to 15. Morgan's Point, pretty much the same, 76 with 78-degree water. Southeast, 6 to 10. That might be a little off. I know when I left my house, it did lay down compared to yesterday, but it's still about 20 out of the south-southeast as I left for the studio this morning. So breezy, but not quite like yesterday. It was a pretty stiff wind there at times. All right, well, let's head over to Sabine Lake. Let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins, see what he's up to on this Thursday morning. Bill, good morning. How are you, man?
Well, my butt's dragging right about now.
Is it? You dragging?
I've been on the water so much here lately that, you know, 3 days, skip a day, three
That's
days,
tough on this old skip fellas, a day. Man.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes I feel a little rubber-legged.
Well,
man,
that's better than no legs at all, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Man. Forget I said anything. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the fishing has been really, really strong.
Yeah.
But the watercolors, well, it, I couldn't even fish the ship channel yesterday because it was a strongest tide I've seen in a long time.
I thought about you yesterday with these bull tides, the way they're roaring in. You got that negative pull at night and then that way high positive incoming. It's got to be screaming, man, and stirring the water up big time.
Oh, we floated off the dock at the causeway, and I turned it. It was still dark. I turned into the current and the wind, and I went, no way. We're going to the lake.
We're just sitting here, man. We're going backwards with the motor and forward. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was coming through that causeway bridge just like a rushing torrent. And I went, well, and you looked at the water, you know, shine a light on it, and it was dirty. You know, all that current's lifting all that silt.
Oh, yeah.
And you just can't, you know. And there was three other guide boats put in on the Texas side, and they run into the same issue. There was no way they could fish, so they all went to the lake.
Yeah, these tides are pulled up, man. I bet it was in the grass all the way down at shoreline, wasn't
it? It was in the grass all the way down shoreline. You
wow.
got that right. I mean, even alligators weren't showing themselves. They were
They couldn't even lay on the bank in sun. They'd have still been in the water. I had to find some high
ground right.
sun in.
Yeah, but that was a heck of a tide swing. But I just ran far enough to the east that I found some better water.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, we pulled out about 15 nice trout and a big old flounder. So it was a happy crew. But I've been catching 28, 29 trout. I mean, big old tide runners, you know, solid fish. And couldn't even touch those yesterday at all.
No, I mean, you didn't have the conditions for it. Couldn't fish for them.
And 2 days before, it was the same thing. That wind was blowing right up the channel, and the torrent was rushing in and dirtied up the water. But right at the peak of the high tide,
mm-hmm.
it almost salted up, and the sediment dropped out, and it got right.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, right at 12:30, 1 o'clock. But we were wore out by then.
Right.
So we fished the lake, we fished the channel the first day, and it was great. And then the next day, we couldn't fish the channel. We started off there and found one little spot, picked up 8 beautiful trout, and lost 8 more at the boat. My folks were having trouble swinging them over the side. And they were the kind of people that were real quiet, and they wouldn't tell you when to get the net.
Yeah.
So we lost as many as we caught. And then the redfish moved in. Oh, my goodness. They moved in and run us off. Yeah, them crazy things. And they were just over slot.
Just over.
29, 30, 28 and a half. And, you know,
well,
on the Louisiana side, you can't tag them. Yeah, that is better.
That new law in Louisiana, you can't have that one oversized red a day anymore.
Nope,
and
there's no tag provision.
You don't get a tag one like Texas gives.
No, nope. When they shut it off, they decided to shut it off.
They pulled plug on it, man.
Yep, they surely did. And it's affecting how many you can keep.
Right.
You catch a lot of 17s and a lot of 29s.
They know.
But we did pick up. We did pick up 3 that were 22 to 25, 26, and so they got them some redfish. But we had to abandon that position because the tide was coming in so strong, and we just had to go to the lake. And it's not the fishing in the lake is not as good right now as the ship channel.
Right.
But you got to have fairly calm water to do that with. So,
well, yeah, and then what has your wind been like, due south?
Due south, that's right.
Blowing right down the pipe.
Right down the pipe.
Man.
But and we've had to fish in, you know, some bumpy conditions, but when it finally got severe enough that it was just coming in so strong, that was impossible after that. We had to abandon ship and take off into the lake. And then, like I say, the lake fishing, and those fish are totally different looking fish. They're bronze colored, tannic, you know.
Yeah, you can tell they've been in the marsh, you know. They get that goldish tint to them.
And, that's right.
Then that good yellow mouth, kind of almost a orange mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're pretty in a way. And
They are.
But they're not as strong as those tide runners.
Heck no. Yeah, we got tide runners creeping in over here. They're starting to come in through the jetties and Galveston Channel, hitting Campbell Bay and all that.
So I wonder if the croaker fishing has started yet.
Man, I don't know. I'm sure there's some guys using croakers over here. I don't hear much about it, but for three fish, why bother spending that kind of money? You know, if you're going for a limit, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't even make any sense, but I'm sure that they still got guys are doing it. But so the color has been yellow or white, pearl white, or with a yellow tail, or just flat out pearl white, or that bright lime truce yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some little johns that were like that, and they look like, you know, yellow rat tail suppositories that they'll catch fish.
Explain that one to me. There's nothing that looks like that, the shape,
no,
configuration of that bait, but it continues to work day in and day out.
The way it darts and wiggles,
yeah,
it's just got an action all of its own. You got to put it on there.
Well,
you know,
that's why I like using it, because I like working a bait, you know.
I do too.
If I'm just going to throw something out there and reel it in, I'll just put a mirror lure on and fish like that, or a spoon or something. But I like tricking them, the right amount of action on it and keeping it in the strike zone, you know, and let your jig head dictate where that strike zone is as far as depth.
Yeah.
You know?
And, it's a funny thing. We were catching them. If we caught them in 3 foot of water, over shell, that's, you know, that you just had to skip it over that shell enough to where it didn't hang up.
Right.
And always you throw across the current or down current. You never throw it up into the current, because, and those fish are still up on top of that shell. When they come up to feed, they're right up there in 2 to 3 foot of water.
I'll be darned.
And boy, you get hung up, yeah. And we used to use some 1/8 ounce heads and 1/4 ounce heads, but then when you had to go down to about 6 to 7 foot of water, then you needed 1/4 ounce, you know. The 1/8 wouldn't get down there in the current, so
mm-hmm.
That was an issue there too. So, but anyway, we had our best two baits was a K Wiggler ball tail 4-inch and pearl white and that yellow tail and the regular old mirror lure straight up lime truce. That was the two baits that caught the best. So, hey, don't knock it.
Well, let me knock it.
But the water's dirty.
Out, and I'll be right back at you, man.
Okay, man.
All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And bring your friends, bring your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 4:17 here in the Bayou City. Okay, Bill, we're back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm here with you, buddy.
You a racehorse man? Kentucky Derby's this weekend.
Oh, wow. I forgot all about that.
The running of the roses. Here we go, man.
Yeah, that's, to me, that's a pretty neat sport if you can afford it.
Yes.
Man, I mean, at that level, those horses are just incredible. My wife always... Secretariat?
Oh, who can you think of that? I mean,
yeah, that's
Secretariat, man, what a specimen of a horse. I mean, just blew everybody's doors off.
Big Red.
Big Red, man. That, man, that's, I don't even know what to say about that horse. I mean, there'll never be another horse like that.
It's not likely, but they said that it had a heart that was twice the size of other horses.
Oh, yeah.
Just more capacity to pump.
Remember that movie they made about Secretariat? That was pretty good with Diane Lane.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It really was.
A fun show.
Ooh, I've got a thunderstorm going on out here.
I thought
man.
I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on the road to go fishing already?
No, I'm...
Oh, that's at your house?
I canceled 2 days. I had the same guys for 2 days, and I called them ahead, and some of them were coming from San Antonio. I said, stop.
Man, Lake Charles is getting slammed right now.
Weather forecast is worse and worse every hour. I said, stop. Just don't do it. Let's reschedule. And I'm glad I did right now.
Well, boy, it was bad yesterday up around Dallas and northeast Texas, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Man, it set up there. That's what was sucking that wind so bad.
Yes. You know when it's doing that it's...
You know, that wind kept climbing up. I just opened my phone up and looked at radar. I said, well, no wonder it's, cranking so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sucking it right on up there.
Oh, yeah. Warm air mass into that frontal boundary or whatever that thing is up there. And here we go again. Same old pattern.
Yeah, same old thing. And this front that we're getting with this is not going to be strong at all.
Nah, I think we're going to get a northeast wind for like probably 8 hours off of it, and then east, and then back to the old southerly flow, brother.
Northeast 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
After this is over, I'm going to be right back on the water fishing.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Man,
hopefully, my next trip is Sunday. Hopefully, it'll all be gone through. Calm down.
I spent the day yesterday piddling with tackle and took my two new salty hundos. I went ahead and just unspooled them and spooled them up with fresh line and wiped them down good, you know, with alcohol, and then put a little bit of oil on them. And, ready for battle, buddy.
I took my main battle reel apart in the boat the other day. It got to making that little noise that you were talking about.
Just a little little tiny bit of oil on that bearing, and it's the side plate one that does it. It's not the one on the spool or the internal one. It's the side plate one that makes that little bit of a noise that we were talking about.
And I finally heard it, even with my bad hearing. I said, oh, that's what he was talking about, okay? And put just a tiny little drop of oil on, you know, the end of that shaft. And, man, hey, next cast, it was back out there again. That's a fine reel. I love the
weight
of it.
It really is. So far, so good.
I can't wait to see what it does down line. It's a fine rig. Very, very balanced. All the machining is really good in that thing. And it will
cast. Yeah, when you pull the side plate off and look at everything internally and the craftsmanship and the spool itself, and it's a great setup. It's made really well. You know, that whole that frame, that's all one piece.
Yeah, that's really the machining work they do on that thing is just incredible. So, that's so far so good, man. It'll throw just about anything.
Well, with the way things have been, you know, lately in the tackle, you hate to brag on something too much because you're afraid you're going to get let down. You might have a disappointment in it, and you don't want to push it on the listeners and other people till you know for sure that it's going to really be battle-tested.
Well, I had a guy in the boat here a while back, and he had actually purchased one. I said, where in the world did you even find that? And he told me, and he said, it's pricey, but it's a fine reel. And I got to watching him throw it. And I said, wow, that thing. And he handed it to me, and the lightness of it was just unbelievable. I said, man, that's just a small, tiny little reel. But the drag system, hey, it's great.
Sweet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man, you can lock down that. You can turn them big old redfish with it.
Yeah, well, you know, like when you get a big red on, you got your drag set for trout, and all it takes is just a few clicks forward on your star drag, you know, to get that bite and that grip on them. And,
yep.
Instead of having to just keep torquing it forward. You know, like a lot of the older reels we use, you had to really get on it, and then you'd get too much on it, and then you'd get that whang pow.
It'd get
bust off.
Yeah.
It'd just lock up, man.
That's right. The drag system's on.
I never thought we'd be spending $450 on reels and $450 on rods.
No.
I mean, to show up with a really good stick or good outfit is $900.
It's almost catch, like buying a
go
gun.
To go catch three wormy trout.
Somehow that doesn't compute.
It doesn't. But I didn't think we'd be spending, you know, $150,000 to $200,000 on boats either.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody out there, every guy out there seems to have a way better boat than I do.
Well.
And I'm like, no, I can't spend $100,000 on a boat.
No, and that's kind of a modest rig right there. If you were really want to go all out and blow it out, I mean, 150 to 200, it's not out of the question.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know, I had a Mayek 25 Extreme pass me the other day, and he was reaching out over that chop, and he could run way faster than that. He had a 300 on it, and it was just sliding off. Over the horizon, I mean, fast.
Well, you don't have much boat in the water, and you can just skip right over that stuff. I wouldn't recommend
right.
it being the safest way to run in rough water, but they do it.
Well, a friend of mine has a boat that's 26 foot long and kind of a tunnel hull type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a catamaran. And all black, lays down, low profile, ugliest looking boat I've ever seen. I don't even know what kind it is. But he's got a 400 on that thing.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he didn't put a 500R on it.
Well, he probably would have if it hadn't made that yet. He's had it for about 3 years. But you watch him go by you, and he's running smooth and hot, and in a minute he'll be over the horizon. You won't even see the rooster tail. That's how smooth and fast that thing is.
Yeah, how many schools of fish did you drive by going that fast?
Not many.
Well, this day and age, yeah.
You can't even see. It's pulling the tears out of your eyes at that speed. But I marvel at that anyway. Those boats are so...
Those new Simmons boats, man, you have one run by you and they'll suck the wrap off of your boat when they go by. I'm going, what was
sure.
that? Everybody goes, I think that was a Simmons. I said, you think?
Yeah. Every once in a while I'll see one out there and it's like, oh my goodness. Oh, wow. I wonder what kind of job he has.
I don't know, but he sure is fast.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, some of those boats are so they're so nice. Just amazing to me. But I don't trust myself at that speed anymore.
No, I'm into comfort and stability and fishability, and I don't care what I look like.
No. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it just, you know, when you get older, that stuff doesn't appeal to me anymore. It used to. Glad I'm not young now. I'd be in debt.
I would, too.
I'd be running the same thing that they're running.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I got all their life to pay for that stuff.
Yep.
Best day of a fisherman's life is the day he pays his boat and truck off. No boats. Then you got some serious cash to fish with.
Yes. Then you can quit worrying about it.
No worries, mate. No problem.
Mine's paid for. Hey, if I scratch something up or tear something up, I can just reach back there and pick it up, you know, catch it.
Exactly. All right, brother. Well, I got to run, Bill. Somebody wants to call you about coming over to Sabine. How do they get a hold of you, man? Give them some info.
Boy, just give me a call at 409-673-9211. Or
you
look me up online, fishsabinelake.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Bill, You have a good day, and we'll see what this weather turns into. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully it'll straighten out.
I got you.
Take care,
buddy. All right, my friend. Bill, have a good day. See you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner, folks. That'll start Memorial Day weekend, run all summer long until Labor Day weekend. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today and take advantage of up to $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120-tagged redfish, they'll be released and swimming around in Texas inshore waters. That'll give you a chance at a truck and a boat package and with other species to fish for like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. Then you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:34 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with Richard Tosh, the fish dude. Hey, Richard. Good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good, Mickey. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better.
Good deal. I'll tell you. I heard that. Man, them storms blew through here about 1 o'clock last night, and that lightning was popping, boy. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I saw where they dipped down a little bit as they was moving to the east, and it looked like you might have got some rain, so...
Man, I'll tell you what, it was popping hard, blowing hard, everything else. So, but everything's gone through now. It's calmed down, 64 degrees, so I ain't complaining.
Man,
ain't no doubt.
Balmy 77 down here on the coast.
Ha! that rain cooled it down pretty good.
Yeah, it
I guess
did.
That little north wind got it going, too. So, but it's, you know, the wind's not blowing too hard, so that's even better, because that wind has been tough out there the past few days.
I bet it has. It's been blowing up there, too, huh?
Yeah, you know it. There ain't no doubt. It's been blowing like crazy. But them dango catfish are still biting good, though. That's one of the things. Them rascals, they've been doing good. They're kind of coming off the bulkheads in spots, but they're up on the bulkheads in other spots. So it's just kind of a weird thing. But, man, we was out there Sunday, and hit one little, just a little wall, basically, and I bet we had 75 of them in an hour, maybe more than that. So they were fired up, doing good, but and not that many small ones up there on that wall either. But so we're gonna try it again this morning to see how they do. Cause I tried the dango hybrids and some crappie on Tuesday. I don't think I even posted anything about that, but it was. That was just different. I mean, they hybrids, we got like three of them. Crappie, I think we got like three or four, maybe five. Got a couple of brim, and that's it. I mean, it just everything was just kind of off on Tuesday. And then when I fished the Tuesday night tournament, it was the weights were down on it too. So it was, you know, it's been taking three to weigh 20 to win it, and it takes three to weigh 14 to win it. So everything was kind of off on Tuesday for some reason. I don't really know why. So it was just kind of weird. But one of the funny things is Sunday we were going in to set up on that spot, and them shad were running that wall that we were going to set up on, and there's a dang old bass laying on its side up against that wall with its mouth open trying to scoop up shad as they were coming by. It was the funniest thing to see, because it wasn't no little bass. It was like a 6 to 7 pound bass up there. Dang. Doing that. I know. And they my guys, they kept telling me, man, there's something wrong with that fish. So we backed up, pulled over to it. No, that fish just scooping up shad. And they didn't believe it for a little bit. And then them shad come through there and boom, it nailed them and dove down and then come back up and do it again. You know, it's just weird watching that fish do that. But that's what they do. They sit there and just scoop those shad up as they come by, because those shad don't care. They're just trying to spawn. That's all they're trying to do. So they're laying those eggs along that wall and stuff. And as they do that, it's fun to watch how those fish do it. Because, like, you know, like I've said before, those catfish, when they get up there, they'll get behind, like, the bulkhead posts. There's usually a good 2-inch gap, maybe a little bit more behind them. And they'll get behind those posts and just open their mouth and wait on those shad to swim right in. It's just funny to watch. But and like it was that bass, you know, thinking, well, that bass is sick. No, it's sick. That bass knows exactly what he's doing. So, it's just one of those things. And then have everything go from like that to Tuesday, where you couldn't get nothing to bite hardly. And, you know, granted, on Tuesday night when I was bass fishing, I caught several small ones, but I just couldn't catch anything big, you know. And that's the key. That's the key in that deal. You got 3 hours to catch three fish, and they need to be some big ones. So that's the hardest part about fishing that thing is you pretty much got to be on them. So you jump out there.
Yeah, you leave the dock. Yeah. The clock's ticking on you, man. You're on
big
the
time.
Gun, you know.
That's it. You know, that's it. You know, a regular tournament that normally you have 8 hours to fish in, it's a little bit more relaxing. But that Tuesday nighter, man, you got to stay on them all the time and keep chunking and whining to get them. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to hammer on them.
You got to have a game plan when you leave the dock, and you got to go sit with it and stick with it.
That's pretty much it. That's,
there's no time for second guessing and going, uh-oh, maybe I should have went to plan B instead of A, you know, that kind of deal.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you got plan A, and that's it.
That's it. Pretty much plan it. A, and you got to live or die with it, buddy.
That's it. There ain't no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, I get people all the time say, hey, well, I want to fish it with you. Well, I tell them, you know, you got two different me's. That's where Jekyll and Hyde come in. When I'm out there guiding, that's Dr. Jekyll. Whenever I get in that bass boat and get the tournament fishing, I guarantee you he's going to show up, because it's intense. And that's what people don't understand about that tournament fishing stuff. Because you know you are on the clock. You got the limited amount of time to catch the fish you got to catch, and you got to make every move count. And there's no showing someone, there's no teaching you how to do it. And when we're running across there, especially in that bass boat, we're not just taking it easy, we're going, you know. That's the thing. And it's, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, a lot, like up there at Smith Lake, when that old boy ran over that boat and killed them people, you know, he wasn't just taking it easy, he was going. That's what they do. They get out there and they run, because every, you know, and I've had people say, well, you can't catch fish going that fast. No, but I can get three or four more casts in if I get there quicker than the next guy. That's the thing, you know, that three or four more casts adds up at the end of the day, you know, where you might end up getting 30 minutes extra fishing time versus 30 minutes riding time. So it's, you know, that's what a lot of people don't understand about the tournament stuff, is, I mean, it's competitive. That's it is a highly competitive sport. And, you know, it's not only a mental competition, it's a physical competition also, you know, because it's, you know, and I know you know it, that after a tournament that you've really worked hard on, and if you do well in it, you're mentally exhausted, you're physically exhausted after you're done.
I mean, yeah, you just, do a three-day deal and put your heart into it with everything you got. And
Yeah,
Mondays are recovery days.
Exactly. I mean, and there's times, I mean, I remember in the past, there was times where I would sleep the whole day. I mean, it just, because it just zapped every bit of energy you had. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's not easy to do, and I'm still addicted to it. You know, I mean, that's one of my downfalls, is that addiction.
Positive attitude and adrenaline goes a long ways.
It does, doesn't it? It does. I guarantee you. I mean, that's the thing. You get wound up on them, and I promise you. And that, you know, staying positive, you know, and that's what I tell people all the time. You know, you got these people that the cup's half empty, the cup's half full. Well, mine's three quarters full all the time. It don't get close to empty. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where I'm always going to be on the positive side no matter what, because there's some way, somehow you're going to catch fish. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, every tournament I've ever fished, you know, people say, well, it's going to be a bad day. Well, you start off thinking that way, it's going to be that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's you determine your own fate by the way you start the day, and it's absolutely true. Because, you know,
think like that, you might as well put it back on a trailer and go home.
That's exactly right, because no matter what, during the tournament, somebody's going to find them. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you may be struggling all day long, but the last 5 minutes of the day could be the last five that turns around and
does it. Boy, I pulled a rabbit out of the hat many a time by not letting my attitude get me down. Just keep plugging away, buddy.
That's it. I mean, you and me both. 30
minutes left, clock's ticking, all of a sudden, boom, man, 2 7-pounders in a row. Hey, it's time to go to scale.
That's right. That's exactly the way it works. I mean,
you never know.
I mean, I've done it on the last cast. I mean, I have like in a bass tournament, I have four fish and I need that fifth with them. And I'm scratching my head going, all right, we're going to get one more. I've got 5 minutes left. Pull up and chunk in a dock or something like that. And then boom, get him, throw him in the well, go the way in for him late. I mean, it's like, okay, here we go. Uh-huh. You know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, that's pretty much the way life is. You keep plugging away and you keep on trucking, you know, and Don't let anything get you down, no matter what. Just keep on going, and it'll all work out. That's the best part about the whole thing. It will all work out, no matter what. So, it's as good as it gets. And that's, you know, like I say, in bass tournaments, it's a whole different me. And it, I mean, it's still, even though it's a 3-hour deal, it still zaps me because I'm focused. I mean, it's just the way it is. Stay focused. And that was one of the things I used to have a saying. Every tournament I'd have for years, I'd try to come up with a new saying, you know, like, you know, stay, you know, keep your bait in the water, work hard, whatever. But I finally, in the end, whenever I was really going and doing good in those tournaments, my saying was always just stay focused. If you stay focused, focus on the end game, then you'll be all right. So you'll get there
focus
one way
on
or
what
another.
You're doing and not thinking about what everybody else is doing.
That's it. You focus on you. That's it. Because you can only control what you do. You can't control what those other guys are doing. So just stick your head down there and get after it. I mean, keep your nose to the grindstone, so they say. Just keep it going. And that's, you know, that's it in a nutshell. And that's the way fishing is in general. You know, if you got the determination to stick it out and just work with it and keep going hard, you're going to do good. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And some of these youngsters out there I see, I mean, some of these guys, you know, they're 12, 15 years old that are just, I mean, they are good. I mean, really good at catching fish, and they're learning all the tips and tricks.
Well, just hopefully, you know, they don't get burnt out before it gets good, you know.
That's right. That's the hardest part, because that burnout is a real thing, you know, especially in the tournament world.
It is. I've experienced it. I know all about it. All right, Richard, I got to run on, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and wetting a line with you, give them some info.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Have a good day. Good talking to you.
Yes,
see
sir. Y'all have fun.
All right. Now let's hop down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. What's up, man?
Oh, not much. Wind?
Other than the wind. Anything else good happening?
No. It's pretty dull, Mickey. Pretty dull.
It is.
Yeah.
The dismal tide.
Right.
Well, we're getting some water. You got a lot of water over there?
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Up to the docks.
Oh, I bet.
And that's okay. That's better than these low tides we went through for a long time. But
sure.
Just too much wind. I mean, you take these people, and, you know, I watch people all the time doing it. You'll never get them back. Just not good conditions right now.
No.
You know? So. I hadn't fished all week.
A tall wade fisherman.
Yeah, if you can get somebody to wade fish right now.
Right, that's the hard thing these days.
You know, there's places to catch fish. I mean, we did it all our life, but
got to have the right people.
Right, that's what you got. We've already taught those right people how to fish, and they've got their own boats.
Yeah. And the ones that are left, they're all going down south, and you can't blame them.
Right. You know, that's what our job was to teach them, and the good ones have their own boats and go when they can. And
or their guides are, you know, they turned into guides.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's easy. But
nothing to it, man.
Yeah.
And then buy your boat and all your equipment. Hey, let's roll. Nothing to it.
Yeah, there's only been four or five trailers in the parking lot over here all week long. But, you know, last weekend, it seems like Saturday's a big crowd, and that's it.
Yeah, Sunday's you know, we got a lot off of, quick.
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of fish to catch over here. We just need some weather. It's been like this the whole damn year, you know.
You see that unsettled picture floating around at Tommy Alexander show it to you, that 41-inch trout skeleton a guy found on the bank over there?
Yeah, they weren't sure that it was a trout skeleton. Did they ever get that verified?
The way the fins were in the head looked like a prop hit it in the head or a skeg.
Hmm. You know, usually people find the head, but not the whole damn carcass
like
that.
Yeah, it was still all intact.
Holy cow. Well, we know there's fish like that out there.
I mean, yeah, it's just, that's why I keep chunking, thinking I'm going to grab me one of these days.
You know, I saw one time in the surf. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. It was huge.
Yeah, I had one swim by me one time in clear water, just cruising by, just gliding. No tail kick or nothing, just gliding by like I was pier piling standing there.
Yeah.
Going,
you know, when we had that freeze of 83, you know, I remember somebody calling into the Bob Stevenson show that worked at those Todd shipyards.
Mm-hmm.
That picked one up in there that was like over 40 inches long.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're out there. We probably still got a few. But
I wish somebody'd catch one. I just want to see a 41 intact. Just a 40 inch trout, man. That's just seeing
it. How old would he be?
Yeah, how old will that fish be? I only tell by the otoliths in its head. Cut them out and count the rings.
Man, he'd have some hell of a genes to survive all those sharks and porpoises and.
Oh, I'm telling you.
People, but.
Well, looks like it did that one that Tommy sent me a picture of. It survived all that except for a burn boat.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? No, there's not a lot of pressure over here right now. It's
really, you know, not anywhere. You know, that's the way it is, except down south. You know, everybody's going down there and fishing. But they're not overly crowded either, except, you know, on weekends like you were talking about, Saturdays.
Yeah. And I don't blame them. When we were younger, we'd have done the same damn thing.
Sure.
It's going to get better. We've got a big group out of Bing's Lodge this whole weekend, and we'll go and we'll take care of them.
Well, hopefully this little front line changes the weather. You'll get maybe a northeast and an east wind for a couple of days and settle things out and spark a bite.
Yeah, it's funny how those patterns, the way that stuff travels up, you know, the direction that it's been going for, what, 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
The weather don't come down here. It goes across.
Right.
Which West is good for us. Yeah.
But that's, you know, when we get the winds, because all that energy is up there and it sucks all the southerly
sucks
flow
it up. Fuel
it, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Things will get better.
I'd rather have the wind down here and let them have the tornadoes up there.
You doggone right.
Well, we can work around this.
Yeah, we can.
We can go hide somewhere and catch some fish.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I don't know. Not much going on down here. Not much at all.
Well, it's that time of year when we're everybody's anticipating a good summer and just waiting on the wind to quit and spread everybody out, and then you get a good representation of how many fish you got and which areas and that you hadn't even been able to touch. I mean, look at all the spots you can't even fish right now on these north sides and everything.
And I'm watching all these youngsters all buying croakers and fishing with croakers now, too.
Well, to each his own.
Yeah. For three fish.
For three, you know, if you're keeping them. Maybe they're in the catch and release deal.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
No.
If I'm going to spend that kind of money on croakers, I'm gonna put some in the cooler. But it's only
yes,
three.
Sir.
I mean, that's not even scratching the surface.
Yeah. We should have a lot of tide runners coming through right now.
There's a few trinkling in over here.
Yeah.
And over at Sabine, Bill said he's got some really nice ones coming in over his way. So, 'tis the season. All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, man, hang in there. It'll get better. It always does.
Hope so.
June the 6th. Used to be May 5th. Now it's June the 6th.
June the 6th.
Need to roll the calendars back. Readjust.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you, Charlie.
713-725-2401.
All right, my friend. Charlie, have a good day.
Take care, Mickey.
See you. All right. All right, that's Charlie P. over in Matagorda. Well, you know, folks, it's right around the corner, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of up to $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. And check out the 120 tagged redfish they'll release in inshore waters just before the tournament that are tagged and waiting to, you can be the lucky recipient of a truck and boat package. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by Great sponsors like Whataburger, Shellwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargo Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Cruises Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.